Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right, we're back this week. We're going to continue on talking about John the Baptist, is where we left off on last week, but we're going to pick it up on this part two of John the Baptist. And so John, the next day, sees Jesus coming towards him. And he starts going off and saying, look, that's the Lamb of God. He's the one who's going to take away the sins of the world. And this very John that they were asking him the day before, they were asking him, who are you? Who gave you the right to be baptized? And who told you to talk to the people like this? Who told you to be out here preaching? And John jumps up and says, listen, I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness. He quoted Isaiah to them, what Isaiah the prophet said about John the Baptist being the voice crying in the wilderness. And so the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I was talking about when I said a man is coming after me who is far greater than I am. For he existed long before me, and I didn't recognize him as the Messiah. But I have been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. You see that? He said, I did not recognize him as the Messiah, but I have been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting on him. I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, the one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. So John is baptizing with water, but Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So when people say, I don't want the Holy Ghost, that means you don't want Jesus to do his job. His job was to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So when you say you want Jesus, that means you want the Holy Ghost. You want to live right. You want to do what's right. You want to be baptized. You want to stop sinning. But most people in church don't want the Holy Ghost whatsoever. They think the Holy Ghost is out of control. No, sir, and no, ma'am. The Holy Ghost is always in control. It's to us who gets out of control. And because we don't want God to control us, we don't want God and we don't want the Holy Ghost. Ain't that amazing? How people want, and or they say they want God, but what all that comes with God, they don't want all that comes with God. They just want to say they want God because it sounds spiritually correct to say things like that. But when it comes down to it, you're going to have to actually receive the Holy Ghost. And you can't give yourself the Holy Ghost. Stop worrying about speaking in tongues. If God speaks through you, you will speak. Don't you worry about it. You can't give yourself the tongues. You ask God for the Holy Ghost. That's all you worry about. And so when God blesses you with the Holy Ghost, you let him do what he's going to do. If tongues is what comes, great. But you can't give yourself the Holy Ghost, and so don't even try. It's not even a spooky thing. It's not even a spooky thing. When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, you'll be full of the Holy Ghost, and you'll know it. And everybody around you going to know something's going on with you. Amen. John's baptizing with water, but this one that's coming up walking toward him is going to be the one that's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God. So John starts to testify. He saw the Spirit come down and rest on him and this, that, and the other. And listen, okay, you check this out. This is what's wonderful. Even Jesus had to have the Holy Ghost. Think about that. His body had to receive the Holy Ghost. That same Spirit that was in, he had to receive him. So if you say, listen, if Jesus had to receive the Holy Ghost, you better believe that you and I have to receive the Holy Ghost. We have to. There's no way around it. There's no ifs and buts about it. There's no ifs, ands, and maybes and all that other stuff. And no substitutions. No cancellation. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. I have to receive. All of us. We all have to receive the Holy Ghost. There's nothing spooky about that. Nothing. There's no Halloween invested in the Holy Ghost. No, sir. No, ma'am. Don't get it confused either. Because the Holy Ghost is what brings all the deep things of God. Anything you want to know about God, the Holy Ghost will tell you that thing. The Father once was in that Son of God and in the body. He was once, yeah. And so now he's the Holy Ghost in the church. He's the Holy Ghost in the church. We have to receive the Holy Ghost. We got to receive him. But if you don't recognize him, you're never going to receive him because you're never going to stop sinning. You're never going to stop. You are never going to stop if you don't recognize him. And John was making sure that people recognized him before they got in the water. There was a gentleman who wanted to get in, and he said, "You hadn't changed a thing. Who told you vipers about this? Who told you that this needed to be done? You haven't changed a thing about your life, and you're trying to get baptized." No, sir. I had a sister that came to me. She heard me speak one time, and she said, "I want to be baptized." I said, "No, ma'am. You hadn't changed anything since we started talking. It's only been an hour." "Oh, no. Uh-uh. I don't just baptize people because they want to be baptized." "No, sir. No, ma'am. They get baptized when they're ready to be baptized." Because I explained to them, if you're going to get baptized, you're going to be ready to stop sinning. Now, if you're not ready to say you're ready to stop sinning, ain't no baptism. No. Uh-uh. We have to do what God says. If we go by the example, Jesus only baptized his disciples. So if you know, in order for you to be baptized, you have to be a disciple. You can't just randomly, "Oh, I feel like getting baptized," or "Grandma said I should be baptized before she died, and she died last week, and I'm going to go ahead and get in the water." Uh-uh, because it's not in your heart. It's not in your heart. It's not written on your heart. You don't know better. You're just doing something for your grandmother. And how many of you know your grandmother can't save you? Your grandfather can't save you. Your father can't save you. Your mother can't save you. Your uncle and cousins can't save you. Just because they died and you feel bad, that's not a reason to get baptized. Listen, we owe God more than that. We should not do and treat God like that. God is expecting more than that. And so we continue to push and do what God says when it comes to baptizing people, just like John did. I don't play with people. I don't play with baptism. Some people say we can baptize this way. No, it's only one way to be baptized. That's in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Lord that died for you. And when you go down in water baptism, you're buried into his death. You're buried into his death. And that's what baptism does. It takes away your sins and buries them with him. But if you want to baptize some other way other than Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord help you. You're going to have to redo it. You're going to have to redo it. But don't do it till you're ready to stop sinning, though. Mm-mm. Don't do it. God wants us to be straight and do the right thing with the rebirth and being reborn and born again and receiving the Holy Ghost. And that same Jesus was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and bring on that new birth. That's what he wants to do. And so people always misconstrue who Jesus was or what Jesus said or what John the Baptist said. They matter of fact, John the Baptist is non-existent to most people. They think that John the Baptist started the Baptist church, and he didn't. He didn't. John the Baptist had nothing to do with the Baptist church, so stop thinking that. So, listen, let's go to verse number, let's see, 35. The following day, John was again standing with two of his disciples, and Jesus walked by, and John looked at him and declared, "Look, there that Lamb of God is again. There he is. There's the Lamb of God." When John's two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus. And Jesus looked around and saw them following and asked, what do you want? He asked them, what do you want? They replied, Rabbi, which means teacher. Where are you staying? You know, where are you staying? And so Jesus said, come see. Jesus said, come on and see where I'm staying. You'll see. This Jesus was comical. That really gets me where he says, come see, he said. And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him to the place where he was staying. And they remained with him the rest of the day. See that? They were with John, but when Jesus came, they stayed with Jesus. They were with John, but when they saw Jesus, they stayed with Jesus. And so that's what happens. In the beginning, the preacher will go and preach to you, preach to you, preach to you. You begin to understand things and understand things and understand things. But then when God opens up your understanding to see what Jesus and who Jesus really is, you'll leave the pastor and go after Jesus. You're supposed to go after Jesus initially, but that's how people are. They'll attach themselves to preachers. And then when all of a sudden God will open up their understanding and then they begin to follow Jesus. Then they begin to follow Jesus. But I just want them to follow Jesus. If they just follow Jesus, thank God, because now God has opened up their understanding. Those two disciples of John, they saw Jesus and took off. Nowadays, people see Jesus and run away. When Jesus said, you got to stop sinning, no, they run away from that. They hate that. They hate that when you have to make a change when it comes to Jesus. That's what they hate. They hate that all day long. And one day they'll see the blessing behind it. They'll see the blessing behind. Listen, you can't even pray when you're in sin. You can't pray. Matter of fact, sinners can't pray at all. That's why that's a good idea for them to get saved, because they can't even pray because they're in sin. And so if Jesus is telling you to stop sinning, it's for your own benefit. He wants to baptize you with the Holy Ghost so that you can pray for real.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.